All right, and we are back for another Swapcast, recorded the same day as the last one, but apparently released staggered. This is an inside joke if you heard the previous episode.
Staggered.
Today we are covering an article off 404 Media. I have found that they are doing good work. I like a lot of the stuff that they put out, I gotta say. But this article in particular is about Stripe, which is a payment processor, which forbids sex workers from using it, but apparently profits from non-consensual deepfakes. Why not? Also, I just want to know if the headline says non-consensual porn, but I really despise that term, so I don't use it. Because again, pornography implies sexually explicit content that is being done by consenting adults.
Yeah.
If it's a deepfake, it's not porn. I also hate the term revenge porn. I hate the term child porn, right? These children cannot consent to being in porn as child sexual abuse materials. Revenge porn is, you know, non-consensually uploaded materials or non-consensually recorded materials. I know it's like so many more words, but yeah. I really do feel like that nuance is necessary, and that like tying everything to porn makes porn itself look bad when it's like, this is not a porn problem. This is a lack of consent problem from people who don't even work in the pornography industry. Just, you know.
Yeah, anyways. That was my first video a decade ago, was kind of griping about the fact that the language was revenge porn.
Yeah.
And I think I was like, no, it's a first strike was the language I used. And
yeah.
And that was that seemed to be effective as far as like audience reception.
Yeah, we gotta, like, yeah, let me know your thoughts. Like, y'all know you can find me on Twitter. You can, you know, contact us on the Patreon. Like, let me know your thoughts about, like, what some better terms would be. But I would like it if we could come up with new terms that stop using the word porn in them when it's not something that's actually related to consensual porn. So Stripe, a payment processing company valued at $50 billion, which refuses to do business with anyone in the adult industry, is currently profiting from AI-generated non-consensual porn. Last month, 404 Media reported on two websites that they make it easy to use text-to-image AI tools to generate sexual images of anyone. One site, Civit AI, allows users to share stable diffusion models, many of which have been modified to convincingly replicate the likenesses of celebrities, Instagram influencers, politicians, athletes, and YouTubers. Other models on Civit AI have been modified to generate images of extremely specific sex acts or aesthetics by scraping data from adult Reddit communities or professional porn videos. Both types of models can and often have been used to create non-consensual sexual images of real people. The other site, I am already on your newsletter on a different email. Thank you, 404 Media. The other site, mage.space, offers a simple web user interface that allows anyone to generate non-consensual sexual images of celebrities, sometimes by using the same models as on Civit AI, by simply typing in a prompt and naming specific people and specific sex acts. Mage.space only allows users who pay for a description either $4 or $15 a month to generate sexual images. Civit AI also collects donations and offers a $5 a month membership that gives users early access to new features and unique badges for their usernames on the site and on Discord. Non-consensual sexual images are against Mage.space and Discord's terms of use, but it's still a highly popular genre of AI-created content on both platforms. Now, here's the thing. Both sites collect payments through Stripe. This means whenever someone gives money to Mage.space for the explicit purpose of generating sexual images, Stripe gets a cut. Stripe's standard rate is 2.9% of every transaction, plus a flat 30-cent fee per transaction. Limiting sex workers' ability to access their funds while simultaneously lining the pockets of those who exploit them is unfortunately an all-too-common occurrence in the sex work industry, said Go Ask Alex, an adult performer who promotes her work in some of the Reddit communities that are scraped by Civit AI users to create non-consensual sexual images. The same politicians and corporate investors who strip us of our rights are more often than not the first to utilize our work for their own gain, personal, financial, and sexual.
It's the misogyny, Charlie Brown.
It's the misogyny. When we think of mitigation strategies, we should be asking why internet infrastructure, cloud computing, Cloudflare, domain names, and financial infrastructure, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, support and profit from these services, says Haney Farid, an image forensics expert and professor at the University of California, Berkeley. Mage stands against... Oh, hold on. This is a... The co-founder of Mage, Gregory Hunkins, said, quote, Mage stands against the harmful non-consensual deepfake imagery, and this behavior is forbidden on Mage via our terms of service. But it still happens.
Well, thanks, Big Juice.
Thank you.
Like his style.
Thank you. Well, as long as he said it's not allowed, I'm sure it's not actually happening.
I can't imagine that this guy's face doesn't annoy me. Right? Like, it's kind of like when you see Vivek Ramaswamy in a thumbnail. And you're just like,
They note in 404 Media, at the time of writing, 404 Media could still easily find non-consensual AI-generated sexual images just by typing the name of a celebrity and a sex act into Mage's search bar. Images we saw when we first published our investigation are still on the site as well. Thanks, Gregory. Stripe did not respond to multiple requests for comment and detailed questions sent via email. When I reached Stripe support via Twitter direct message, the account asked me to confirm which email I used to contact the company. When I gave my email address, the account stopped responding to my questions despite multiple attempts. That's the mark of an innocent person or an innocent corporation. But keep in mind, if you heard one of the previous episodes, as we were talking about all these age verification bills and all these crackdowns on sex workers, in particular trying to ban Pornhub, where is the crackdown on trying to ban this type of deepfake AI imagery, particularly the sexually explicit deepfake AI imagery? Like, they have time to pass age verification bills so people can't get on Pornhub. What about this? Because this is actually, to me, more heinous, because if it's AI, you can essentially make anybody do anything, right? Because you could type in any type of sex act, and, you know, we saw that with the Taylor Swift images that were going around around the Super Bowl. So
this guy, the Gregory, I'm thinking about the way he words things kind of reminds me. I had to look up the name to remind myself of, like, when you hear a statement from a Jeep Pie 10 years ago, and it's just like,
Yes. Stripe is becoming an incredibly popular online payment processor. Stripe is natively integrated into Ghost, the platform that 404 Media uses, for example. If you're a paying subscriber to this website, you have used Stripe. The business model is simple. Stripe facilitates the payment, taking money from users and depositing it into a Stripe account, and then it can be transferred into a bank account. Also, if you pay for Twitter and do the thing where, like, Twitter pays you, that is also via Stripe.
Somehow, some way, Jeff Bezos is getting a bag of money under the table with this, too.
Probably.
Yeah, he owns too much internet real estate, they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And real estate.
Ugh, I don't even know about that. Should I?
Yeah, he basically started, like, kind of like a venture company that buys up houses.
Oh.
Yeah, and so, like, he owns a ton of houses, but the thing is, you can buy in as an independent investor, where I think, like, the cheapest thing was, like, $25 or $50, so you can, like, chip into it, and then, like, you get, like, a cut every time they sell one of these houses. It's almost like a mutual fund for houses, is my understanding.
Oh, capital proposition, old chap.
Yeah, so, you know. So, virtual real estate, real estate, physical real estate. He owns a lot.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
The cruel hypocrisy of Stripe continuing to do business with sites like Mage and Civit AI is that its publicly stated policy is extremely clear about not doing business with any, quote, adult content and or services. Specifically, it lists the following types of businesses: pornography or other mature audience content, including literature, imagery, and other media depicting nudity or explicit sexual acts. Just as a side note, I want to point out again, I know that this was about a previous episode, but I am trying to really, like, sort of hammer in on how these age verification laws and these, like, anti-pornography laws that say that, like, they just want to protect children from anything pornographic. It says depicting nudity or sexual acts. Nudity itself is not inherently sexual to me. It's just being nude. Like, you know? So, like, if you, you know, hang out at, like, a nudist resort or something, like, is that porn? Are you doing pornography? I mean, I don't know. Or even the tasteful nudes, if you will, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember, like, who was it? I think Jessica Simpson, when she was pregnant, did, like, a topless photo. Like, she had her hand covering her breast, but, like, so you could see, like, the baby bump. Like, that was nude, is that pornographic now? Like, where does it stop and where does it start? Like, where does it end with this? It's just, anyways.
You made me think of,
go ahead.
It made me think of, like, when I said, like, it's the misogyny, Charlie Brown, and you keep reading the article, and you gotta think, like, these serious businessmen in business suits that do businessy business things and political things.
Yeah.
They're the same, exact same virulent misogynists that's screaming out the window, you know, street harassing someone wearing a tank top and a baseball cap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that really is the same guy. They're just using different vernacular. In particular, looking at what they're, because this is systemic, right?
Yeah.
These are the people that, like, systems are made up of people. Something is systemic because people are in it as part of that system. And those virulent misogynists are in that system. And just as what we're saying to you, they know in their heads what they're doing. They're not stupid, right? Yeah. These aren't mistakes they're making. They're deliberately making sure that money does not go in the hands of women because they're misogynists, but it is going into the hands of the type of wacky snacks misogynists that would make deepfake porn. They're rewarding it on purpose, mm-hmm. and they know they're doing it. Keep in mind, it's not some ignorant mistake or oversight.
Right. It's not a bug. It's the feature.
At least I think, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a bug. It's a feature. No, I completely agree. And, you know, I still stand by the idea that, like, one of the reasons that sex work is considered to be such a contentious thing in society is because of who sex workers are, right? Sex workers are predominantly women, a huge amount of trans women. And in terms of the men who do sex work, a great many of them are not exclusively heterosexual. They either have this, you know, I mean, they have sex with trans women. There's a lot of people, because they hate trans women, who, like, refuse to acknowledge that as, like, being hetero, you know what I mean? You know, and a lot of them are gay, or a lot of them are queer. A lot of people in sex work are non-gender conforming, you know, and so, and then also, like, when you even add in, like, the other dynamics of it, right, a lot of sex workers are not white. A lot of sex workers have, like, a chronic illness or a disability, or caretakers for someone with a chronic illness or a disability. And so, like, sex work is sort of the only way that they can survive. And a lot of people are very, very angry about that. They would rather that a lot of sex workers honestly just, like, die or fade away. And so, yeah, if this wasn't, you know, if it wasn't primarily women and queer people doing sex work, it would not have nearly the amount of pushback that it does, like, at all. And I mean, you can try to convince me otherwise. I'll listen to your argument, but I don't think you're gonna be able to sell me on the idea that this is not about misogyny and hating the LGBTQ community, honestly. You know, and, like, so, I mean, yeah, you can try to convince me that it's not about, like, misogyny, particularly of people who come from, like, multiply marginalized backgrounds. But, you know, I think that's even relevant, especially as we look at, like, celebrities, right? Everyone has seen, not everyone has seen, but a lot of people have seen Kim Kardashian naked because of that sex tape. You know, she's done, you know, sort of covers that would be considered to be thirst traps or sexual. Other members of her family have had, like, posts on Instagram. But if a sex worker were to do those things, they would be banned from those outlets. They would be banned from, you know, their accounts would be permabanned. You know, they would be possibly arrested. You know, they would be targeted. They, you know, they would not come out of it being a household name and a billionaire, you know. And so it's the misogyny plus, like, the other aspects of who sex workers are. And, you know, there's a big push to try to make sure that, you know, those people aren't allowed to actually succeed or thrive in society because of who they are, you know. And I, of course, will not be able to find it now, but I was reading this, like, fascinating study about, not a study as much of a sort of retrospective about criminalization of sex work, and how, like, one of the things that was noted was that if you do sex work and you are caught, and, you know, if you're working under criminalization, the first thing that they do is take your money and give it back to men, right? Because the cops arrest you. And so if the cops don't take your money, then you have to see a judge who's usually a man. And then the judge finds you and your money goes back to the court. So it's like, you got your money and they don't like the way you earned your money. And now you have to give it back to men.
Yeah. Oh, man. You also have me thinking of, like, look at the professional career life after of like one celebrity after another one again, like Blue Cantrell was the R&B singer.
Yeah.
But then the photographs from a magazine called Blacktail, you know, and then where's her career go? And then you have Chloe Sevigny.
Yeah.
And something arguably more graphic than photographs and Blacktail.
Yeah.
And after that, career keeps cracking to, what was that? And some of my homegirls used to watch this program, I think on the HBO. It was like a Mormon drama. Big Love, yeah. Off to have a, you know, little career arc on Big Love, and I don't know where she went beyond then. I don't really watch
still acting.
It. Still at it.
Yeah.
There you go. But Blue Cantrell.
Nope.
Or like, look at like the movies that, like the range of movies that Halle Berry would be cast in before Monsters Ball.
Yeah.
And after Monsters Ball.
Yeah.
And then like the range of movies Michelle Pfeiffer would be cast in before Basic Instinct and after Basic Instinct.
Was that Michelle Pfeiffer?
Oh, shoot. Now you want to, hey, let's check them. Excuse me. That was Sharon Stone. Of the,
yes,
yeah.
Oh, and then she went on to be in The Quick and the Dead. I like that movie.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah. So it's, you know, definitely misogyny and definitely like a very sort of like specific type of misogyny aimed at certain types of women. You know, about who can do what, and it's you know, it's really frustrating. Anyways, I feel like we went on a really big rant, and I don't even know how I got here.
It did, and that's because you wanted me to get involved. And it's like, here it comes. I'm going to start getting mad at stuff.
That's how this always goes, though, because everything is so fucking infuriating. Okay, but back to the article. We were reading, this is what apparently violates the terms of service, according to Stripe. Pornography and other mature audience content, including literature, imagery, and other media depicting nudity or sexual acts. Oh, that's what it was. Because I get mad that, like, actors can do topless photos and sex workers get banned. Adult services including prostitution, escorts, pay-per-view, sexual massages, and the adult live chat features. Adult video stores. I think that's also a big one to point out as we're talking about how all this like legislation is coming down and they're like, it's just about pornography. They're trying to ban sex toys. Like, you can't even buy a vibrator now. Like, what? Like, that's the goal. Like, come on.
And please. Then back to this is, right, because I've kind of, we've gone on these tangents and complained. I believe I may have lost the plot. They say, this is like legislation that's up in the air.
Oh, no, this is proposed. About the sex toys.
Yeah.
That is something that
or
is.
Or not the whole thing.
Oh, this whole thing is not legislation. This is just Stripe's personal terms of policy as a corporation.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, because yes. Stripe is making money off of non-consensual off of the AI.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and so, although for the sex toy thing, that's NCOSE, and we have a segment coming up about them later, so, yeah, we'll get into that, too. But, yeah, so Stripe is saying that you can't have any of these things. You can't have pornography, adult services, escorts, sexual massages, adult live chat features, anything that features adult video stores, gentlemen clubs, topless bars, strip clubs, or online dating services.
But, online dating?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because they're going to say that it's like sugar baby websites.
What? Wait. Do folks still use the Tinder?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's online dating, isn't it?
Yes.
So they would block that out?
Yeah.
Because
they're going to say it's like sugar baby stuff, or like it's like people using dating sites to do sex work. To be like, I will go on a date for you and for this amount of money. And it's, you know.
Is that what everyone's doing on there?
I mean, a handful of people are, but not most people know.
That is scattershot misogyny. That is buckshot misogyny.
Like, I guarantee you it's in a response to like the sugar baby websites and then like the, what was it called? Seeking Arrangement, right? We found out that who's that family with like the million kids? The Duggars.
Yeah.
When he was married, he was on that like looking to cheat on his wife because it was basically a bunch of married men trying to find a mistress.
Yeah, I forget the name of that website. I think it was like named after like an animal or something. I forget.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So all that sort of stuff. I'm sure that's like the rationale of banning it. But of course, they'll ban all that, but they won't ban an AI, a site that uses AI to create non-consensual deepfakes. All right. It's surprising to hear that Stripe would tolerate what is essentially revenge porn, given that Stripe has historically been one of the most aggressive censors of consensual adult content in the digital media payment space, says Mike Stabile. Oh, I love Mike Stabile.
The website was Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison, that was the one. Yes.
So not an animal.
Not an animal. Yes, Mike Stabile. We got to get him on the show. He's so fun.
Mike Stabile.
Yeah.
Has already been on a program before. I can hear them.
Oh, I don't know. I know it gives a lots of quotes. I've been on the phone with them. They're good.
How do you spell Stabile?
S-T-A-B-I-L-E.
Ah, Stabile. Okay.
Stabile.
Right. I'm hooked on phonics works for me.
Who is the director of public affairs at the Free Speech Coalition, a trade association that protects the rights and freedoms of people in the adult industry. He said, quote, in a report we did earlier this year, nearly a quarter of adult workers and businesses reported a ban from Stripe, and even that underrepresents how aggressive they are given that most sex workers avoid it in the first place. So it's a slap in the face to ban sex workers while profiting off sales on AI platforms that exploit their images. Yeah, I tend to agree. As Stabile explained, Stripe is not alone in discriminating against sex workers. Credit card companies like Visa and MasterCard also discriminate against sex workers, and in 2020 stopped processing payments to Pornhub entirely. The ACLU recently urged the FTC in a complaint to investigate MasterCard's discrimination against sex workers. And of course, as any sex worker who must use the internet to make a living will tell you, all social media platforms discriminate against their content and profession, some more severely than others. By not allowing sex workers to use Stripe, it pushes them to platforms and payment systems that take dramatically higher percentages of their income, essentially exiling them to a financial red light district where their work can be financially exploited, Stabile said. Adult creators would love to use Stripe, but because they could not only keep more of their money, they could work independent of platforms and sell directly to fans. In Stripe's case, this also creates an environment where sex workers can't make money from their consensual labor, but people who steal their work and exploit it to create non-consensual sexual images can. Hey.
Right, and also obviously like misogyny plus rape culture, right? Because like if a woman's doing sex work and profiting, your misogyny anger kicks in, making money doing sex work, so like she's consenting to these clients.
Yeah.
Right? And they generally hate that because this isn't about... Because women own other businesses.
Right.
There are women that... I'm going to say the word car wash again. Women own car washes. We used to go to a resale shop that was owned by a woman. Mm-hmm. Women own businesses and make big money dollars.
Restaurants, bars, hotels.
Yeah. Right? But how dare you?
And I also, I don't know if anyone has done it yet. I should look into it. I mean, I don't want to do the research myself because I don't want to look at a bunch of AI deepfakes. I would rather just read the results. But I would also be curious to know, what type of content specifically, I don't just mean like sexual, but like what specific type of sex acts they have these people doing. Because there's a lot of adult performers who like, you know, there's this assumption that because you do sex work, that you'll consent to anything. And like, that's simply not true. There's people who do sex work, but they're, you know, I only consent to sex with, you know, one man at a time, or I don't do anal, or I don't do bondage, or, you know, whatever it is. And I would be very fascinated to see that the people who are doing these deep fakes, if they're having them do the people that they're making the deep fakes of, if it results in it looking like them doing things that they don't normally do like in their professional life. You know what I mean? So like if, for example, it's someone who only does like girl on girl, like did someone take one of those actresses and like suddenly put her in a gangbang with like 8 dudes? You know what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like I would also be very curious to know about that, because I really do feel like the way that there's like so much misogyny and anti-sex worker sentiment, that I would see a lot of that happening just as a way to sort of like further erode consent. You know, like to violate consent in as many ways as possible. But I don't know if anybody's looked into that. I would just be curious if anyone knows anything about that. Hit me up and let me know. I would, you know, love to read about it. I don't want to actually have to do the research myself, though. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I think about that. But yeah, so that's what's going on with Stripe. And again, don't forget, you can still sign on to the ACLU. They are looking for signatures to essentially bring a complaint about payment processors like MasterCard discriminating against sex workers. You can still do that. Okay, yeah. If you do want to sign on to that, you can always go to action.aclu.org/petition/MasterCard. And the headline is MasterCard, Sex Work is Work, End Your Unjust Policy. They are looking for 50,000 signatures. As of right now, they have 32,825.
Okay.
So, you know, you can always sign on to that. If you can't remember the whole link, just go, you know, you can just go to a search engine and do ACLU Petition MasterCard. And you would be able to find it. Sign on to that. Help sex workers out, please. All right. And thank you.
You knew what I was going to ask. We'll link that with the program.
Yes.
Signing off.